Morning, Michelle. It's Lori Valenti. Just touching base with you on Hoka Electric. I did, of course, get a call from Kim Hoke. She misunderstood the conditional renewal because it came with all this paperwork about terrorism and blah, blah, blah. And she thought that was why there was a premium increase. So I need to get back to her as to the reasons for the premium increase. And I understand the carrier's response, although I think it was a bit of a lackluster response because I think they could probably tell us what the standard rate is in increases, 3%, 2%, 5%. It seems to me that they should be able to tell us that, and they should also be able to tell us the minimum payroll increase. Like, what did it go from and to? And I'm assuming that that just happens year over year and isn't based on an audit, but I'd like to know that as well. I can back into the cost based on the non-paying notices, but I do need to know those other two pieces of information if you could get those for me. Thank you.